This is The Money Show. It is 8 minutes to 7 o'clock after Eyewitness News. Dr. Sizakele Marutlule, who is the branding expert, and I'm interested in why her hero is her hero this evening. And maybe by this time tomorrow, you'll also feel, hold on a second, that's not my hero. But we'll talk about it later on The Money Show. Imperial Logistics seeing a big drop in interim profits. And it's understandable. I mean, lots of big companies trading all around the world are really struggling at the moment. It's becoming the latest South African company to exit foreign countries for a bigger focus on the African continent. Mohammed Akuji is the chief executive of Imperial Logistics, and you're beginning the process of a big European exit. It's your version of Brexit, I suppose, Mohammed.
Yeah, no, if you want to put it that way, Bruce. But yeah, I think we've posed the unbundling of our motor group. You know, we've redefined our strategy. And we've identified Africa as our future from a growth point of view and a capital allocation perspective. We've had the international business as part of our business since the late 90s. And with us becoming now a focused logistics business and market access business on the continent, we believe it's time now to redeploy that capital onto the continent for growth initiatives and returns that are more in line with our Gateway to Africa strategy.
You would have done the sums. You would have had a look at the European environment, which is, what, 40-something percent of your group revenue, 41% of group revenue, 28% of group operating profit. And you'd say, hold on a second, we can get a higher proportion of our profits out of the African continent more broadly than we can out of Europe. I mean, is that the thinking?
Absolutely. So if you look at our returns on capital in Africa, you know, we get... you know, to our hurdle rates of our weighted cost of capital plus 3%. And, you know, you look at the returns of our European business, it's sort of below that. And there's more growth opportunity, we believe, you know, on the continent. Logistics is going to be a big growth sector. Consumer, healthcare are key sectors in our African business. They represent about 60% of our revenue. And, you know, we'd rather redeploy that capital there and get to higher returns and margins.
And how? What is the exit strategy then out of Europe? I mean, it's a big part of your business. It's very significant. Is there a big for sale sign over businesses across Europe?
That's an obvious option. You know, we've started this process of disposing non-core European assets probably about a year ago, Bruce. And you would have read that we, you know, exited our European shipping operations and got in 3.4 billion rand. That was the obvious one, you know, in terms of us exiting. What's left is a contract logistics business and largely a road freight business. It's still a very good business, you know, in terms of its performance in these results. And it does play a key role in the automotive sector in Germany. So it's a big player in the chemical sector as well. So it is an attractive asset, and we hope to maximize shareholder value through ideally a sale process.
What gives you the confidence that the African economies that you're going to be investing in now will bring better sustainable returns over a longer period of time?
Yeah, we've been going at expanding our business on the African continent for the last 10, 11 years, Bruce. And when we started this expansion in 2009-10, we virtually had no revenue coming out of the rest of our African operations outside South Africa. And today it's over $1 billion of revenue, and we've generated very good returns over that period. We've created market-leading positions in the consumer and healthcare sectors across the continent. And for us, we're seeing a lot of opportunity for outsourcing in Africa because lots of multinationals are looking for partners to work with to get their products into some of the most complex but fast-growing markets in the world. And the tougher Africa gets, the more opportunity there is for us to offer our logistics and market access services.
I mean, I just look at border posts, for example, particularly border posts between South Africa and many other parts of the continent, and particularly by bridge, for example, and you look at the catastrophe in December, and I just wonder why, as logistics players, much of what you do is road freight, you put yourself through that.
Yeah, well, that's one part of what we do. You know, we do a lot more than that. And that's why we have chosen to focus on Africa, because we do, you know, also distribution of consumer goods and healthcare products into many thousands of points of sale across the continent. And when you've got that route to market that you can offer a multinational, it brings new business opportunity. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is complex. Yes, it is challenging. But the margins are there and the returns are there. And if you've got scale and you can compete, you know, then you can win. And Imperial, as a logistics company, you know, we are a very big player in logistics in Southern Africa, and we play a key role in terms of trade flows between South Africa and exports into surrounding markets.
Talk to me about
key corridors.
Mohammed, we are short of time. I mean, just talk to me briefly about Parcel Ninja and that acquisition. This is massively entrepreneurial, very flexible, very well-run business. A really lovely business is Parcel Ninja. And you've announced today the acquisition of that. Where does that came to fit into the big game plan?
Yeah, so we certainly see, you know, the e-commerce logistics arena as a fast-growing market. It's still very small, you know, as a percentage of retail sales, e-commerce. But we as a logistics company want to offer a service into that B2C channel. So it fits in with our strategy of, you know, playing in a new channel for us. Parcel Ninja has got great technology, has got great clients as well. And we can cross-sell that capability in our client base because we do a lot of, you know, distribution in the formal retail sector and the traditional retail distribution networks. Parcel Ninja gives us an opportunity to offer a different channel for our clients.
Mohammed Akuji, thank you. He's chief executive at Imperial Logistics, fundamentally changing the shape of that business.